Tell you what, we're walking the talking everywhere. We want to give you an update. Remember that drive we told you to try and firstly, I suppose, say thank you to healthcare workers who've been on the front lines during this pandemic, but also at the same time to try and help a restaurant industry that has been hard hit by the various restrictions. So 702 Uber Eats and Daily Maverick teamed up with corporate South Africa and ordinary citizens, ordinary folks, ordinary 702 landers to try and help and thank our healthcare workers with a decent meal and, as I say, to try and help the restaurant industry survive. We've been asking you to reach deep into your hearts and pockets and help make a difference. And the idea was to use monies you donated to buy Uber Eats vouchers for health workers. The person whose bright idea it was is our colleague, the host of the afternoon drive, John Perlman, who joins us now on the line. But John, good morning to you. Welcome to 702 Breakfast again.
Thanks, Bongani. Good afternoon. Good morning.
I tricked you there. I wanted to see if you would if you would get that right.
I'm like a robot, unfortunately.
Tell us the good news. How far have we got? How much have we raised? How many vouchers have we bought?
So, Bongani, just for context, we closed off the fundraising at the end of September, I think it was, but a couple of weeks back, certainly. Because we felt we didn't want the thing to fizzle out. We got such a fabulous response. We may well want to reactivate the campaign. So at the point at which we closed it, we had raised a really stunning amount, 552,972 rand.
Yes.
We were assisted with wonderful contributions from Hollard Insurance and Discovery, but most of it came from our listeners, and it was literally hundreds and hundreds of people contributing what they could. So what we've done then, Bongani, is convert that into vouchers. That money would have bought 1,843 meal opportunities, let me call it that, for health workers, and we defined health workers very broadly. We have to date issued 500,000 rands worth of those vouchers, and what I'm really pleased to say is we've really worked at getting a mix. We've looked for a mix of public and private hospitals. So we've worked with Pinehaven, which is a Netcare hospital out on the West Rand. We've worked with Bertha Goa in the Germiston area and Chris Hani Barrow, which everybody knows very well indeed. And yeah, we are going to also wait and see, because vouchers issued doesn't necessarily mean vouchers spent. So there is a time limit on the vouchers. And depending on you know how much actually gets used, we will then probably do another round of grant making. This has never just been meant for doctors and nurses. We've included porters, we've included security staff, and we've worked with specific hospitals where they've been able to make this as inclusive as possible. So there's no sense of, well, Bongani got but John didn't.
It's absolutely stunning, really, just as you say, hundreds of people contributing to this effort. And as you say, that even if the voucher is not redeemed, that money will not go to waste. You've got a way of tracking it. And therefore, if it is not used within a certain time period, it will become available for somebody else, perhaps, who may find the opportunity to use it.
Yeah. So what we're doing is basically we'll hoover up literally every rand that isn't used. So somebody of their 300 rand voucher might use 278 rand and 27 cents, and the remaining 21.22 will go back into the pot, and we'll make sure that we that all of that gets flushed out.
Absolutely stunning. All right, John Perlman, congratulations on what was really a fantastic idea. Very thoughtful, very considered of you. And of course, all the partners who joined in, from Hollard, from Uber Eats, you know, everybody who's been a part of it. And of course, every single one of our 702 landers who donated. That's John Perlman, the host of The Afternoon Drive.